Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of the game with highlights, player interviews, and we'll take you down to the manager's office to hear from Jay Stengler. Plus, an update on the scores from around baseball, final comments from the radio booth, and of course, your phone calls. You can call us at 833-288-0973. Catch it all here on the Padres Radio Network.
How about that, Padres fans? I think everybody is loving that right now. And Jay Stengler, actually, we're going to go right to Jay Stengler and see what he had to say after the game. I'm Matt Scraby. We'll be back breaking this down right after Jay Stengler.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from the manager, Jay Stengler. Presented by Sin Lee Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sin Lee Food. 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. The Cook's Asian Resource.
So impressive from pitch one, and then held it, you know, all nine innings. He never really went through any small pocket where anything ran away from him. I mean, he just pounded the zone all night with all his pitches, had him, you know, off balance, rocked him back and forth, and was just on the attack with everything. And had some swing and miss and had some contact as a group, played great defense behind him, but I think it starts just, you know, from Joe from pitch one, working quick, throwing strikes, mixing his pitches, getting everybody involved. And he never let up from, you know, pitch whatever it was, you know, 113, 112, whatever it ended up. He was the same from pitch one all the way through.
Did he make it an easy decision for you to be able to let him go out there for the ninth?
I honestly was thinking maybe that was it in the eighth. And, you know, I was probably going to make a move. He had a glare in his eye, and he wasn't coming out. He knew what he wanted to do, had to do, and you know, was as efficient, you know, in the ninth inning. So yeah, it was he was impressive all through the night.
We've talked multiple times this season about how he's sort of been a tough luck pitcher in terms of not getting a lot of run support. How nice was it to be able to give him a little bit of an early lead to work with today?
So many things were great about this. When obviously Joe establishing, just setting the tone, you know, from pitch one to the end, but then you look up and down the lineup, I think everybody in the lineup contributed one way or the other. You know, whether it was offensively and certainly defensively, made some really good plays. You know, Kim was in the middle of a lot of those really good defensive plays, you know, Pro and Crony in the outfield running some balls down. And obviously, you know, Nola being behind the plate and doing just having the confidence with Joe. They're on the same page all through the night. So that was so great about the win, obviously, Joe. But then everybody else that was in the game contributed one way or another.
And speaking of the rest of the lineup in this game, you had some of your bench players in there today getting an opportunity, and they stepped up. I mean, especially from the defensive side, how encouraging is it to see that happen?
It was huge. You know, whether you know, they came up with a hit that you know, got us going, or drove in some runs, but just how we're moving defensively and making plays and. It was great.
Thank you, Jason.
Kevin Acey.
Jason, your offense has struggled, and even when your pitching was struggling, your defense has been pretty good for about 3 weeks. That's something that's super important to you. Can you just address like just how important that is that you guys have continued to do that?
Yeah, and I think tonight it was, you know, when you're able to play good defense and obviously pitch, I think that's one of the ways you can take the stress level sometimes in the batter's box off. And so, you know, being able to do what we did or have been doing, you know, defensively, but tonight I think it was huge.
Besides the fact that you were facing some inexperienced pitchers, did you see a difference in your hitters tonight?
I thought just collectively through the lineup, and we were able to string more at-bats together. Obviously, we got some hits. You know, the Tatis and Manny both with a couple hits. They had a battle fight for him. Manny's last one, being able to ride out, you know, the ball and take it to right and, you know, doing some things. Nola coming up with a big knock. I just thought collectively we were, you know, just much better, much more consistent. I thought Profar had some really good at-bats and obviously got us on the board with the triple. He was involved in a lot of good things tonight as well.
Was there any significance, like, to you having Profar in there again tonight, like, in terms of the types of at-bats he had? Or did you just want to get him more playing time? Or how did that come about?
Combination of stuff. You know, obviously coming off the IL there, he'd been having good at-bats before that. I think he's had great at-bats, honestly, since he's come back. The majority of them have been out of the pinch hitting more opportunities, rolls, double switches, things like that. So I wanted to get him in there for a lot of reasons. He's had great at-bats, yes, but also sometimes he can be, I don't know how to say it, but the heartbeat, the pulse, and things like that, guys can gel and gravitate to him. And so I wanted to kind of get him in there, and I expect to do it again tomorrow.
Hey, Jake Castleville.
Chase, Joe said he wants the ball when you guys are struggling. He wants to be kind of the one that sets things right. Have you noticed kind of him? Did you notice him rise to the occasion? Have you noticed that happen a couple times this season?
Yeah, you can say that, you know, for sure. But just in general, he always wants the ball, and he always competes so well, so hard, and fights. And I think it's really easy to see, certainly from his teammates, that no matter what he has, he's going to give you all he has. And that gets nothing but respect, you know, from our guys within.
Marty Caswell.
Hey, Chase, how encouraging has the last three starts been from your top three guys in the rotation?
Super encouraging, you know, with obviously Blake, Darvish, and Joe being able to do what they've done, being able to take a workload, you know, tonight off the bullpen. But, you know, honestly, you know, Joe kind of put everything on his shoulders tonight and carried us. Not only was it huge for our pitching staff, our bullpen, to be able to lift the whole team up and carry us tonight, huge.
And sounds cliche, but how badly did this team need an all-around good win offensively and defensively and pitching?
Yeah, it's well needed. We feel we're going to get on a roll, on a stretch, and you know, tonight, the first night, we're going to celebrate this one and wash it off quickly and be ready to go tomorrow.
Got time for one or two more. Back to Kevin.
Hey, you and Snell maybe more celebrated when they were acquired. Joe seems to sort of just be coming into his own. Do you see, or what sort of potential do you see in Joe Musgrove?
Top of the line stuff, top of the line competitor. He's thrown as well as anybody on the staff. Arguably, he's been maybe the most consistent guy we've had. And I know is this, he takes the ball and you feel like you're going to win that day.
And that was Jace Tingler talking with the media after the win tonight. The Padres pull out a victory over the Los Angeles Angels 5-0. Joe Musgrove goes all 9 innings tonight. He only gives up 3 hits. He walks only 2 batters, and he struck out 9. Joe Musgrove was locked in tonight. And I did a little digging. The last Padres pitcher to have 2 9-inning complete games, which is a complete game. Two complete games. You have to go back to 2017 and Clayton Richard. He did it twice. He did it once in May and he did it once in August. Both wins, 9-inning complete games. So Joe Musgrove has done it twice, one of those this year being the no-hitter. So Joe Musgrove is the hero in all of the Padres fans' hearts right now. We're going to go to break, and then when we get back, we're going to go to some of the highlights tonight. Trust me, you want to stick around because there actually are some highlights tonight. It's not going to be a low-light section. And we're going to get to some of your phone calls. I know that some of you are driving home from the game right now listening, so hang on. We will get to you as soon as possible. 833-288-0973 if you have anything you want to talk about tonight. And if you want to celebrate this Padres victory over the Angels 5-0, it's no Joe night, everybody. And we'll be back here in about 3 minutes on your home for Padres baseball, 97.3 The Fan.
This is Manny Machado from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
Thank you, Manny Machado. We're going to be talking about you in just a little bit here in the highlight section. Matt Scraby here with you on the Padres postgame show in the Odyssey Palace, 97.3 The Fan. The Padres beat the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I don't even think they're called that anymore. I'm just going to call them the Angels the rest of the night because I confused myself. But the Padres win 5-0 tonight. They pick up 10 hits. I mean, I think they did have 10 hits the entire series against the Dodgers. So they wipe out all of what they did so far this week in one night, and Padres fans are ecstatic. So if you want to join us, 833-288-0973, or you can tweet me at Matt Scraby. But right now, let's go and re-listen to everything that happened tonight.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with our game highlights presented by Eco Water SoCal. What's in your water? Find out online at ecowatersocal.com and schedule your free water test today. That's ecowatersocal.com.
We talked about it all day on Gwynn and Chris and really all week on the station. The Padres have just struggled to hit. So naturally, I wanted to start with this. Fernando Tatis Jr. leads off the game with a double to left. So everybody can take a quick breath, a sigh of relief. Thomas just did that next to me, and we're all feeling good after that one. Another aspect of the Padres we have been talking about is starting pitching, and as you know, Joe Musgrove was fantastic tonight. So the first offense of the game, we go to the top of the second. We did not have to go look too far in the game. Usually we're looking in the eighth inning for anything, maybe a little bunt single or something like that, but not tonight. With one out, Trent Grisham singled, Ha-Seong Kim singled, and then getting the start at second base tonight, Jurickson Profar stepped to the plate looking to get on the board.
Here's the 3-1 to Profar, and that is ripped down the right field line, just fair, heading towards the corner. Grisham will score. Kim is approaching third. His helmet is popped off. He is being waved around. The throw will come into Fletcher. The relay to the plate, not in time, and Profar sliding into third.
And Jurickson Profar triples right there. Ha-Seong Kim with the golden locks flowing through the air, getting home. Two runs right there. Everybody feeling good about the night after that. Then, to follow it up, the starting left fielder tonight, Jake Marisnyk, tried to pad his stats.
2-2, hard hit grounder through the left side and past the drawn-in infield, out into left field for a base hit. Marisnyk, an RBI single in his first at bat of the night. 3-0, Padres in the second.
And at this point, you have to feel pretty good about what's going on with the Padres. I mean, 3-0 in the second is something the Padres haven't seen in quite some time. We go to the top of the fifth, and Austin Nola, Manny Machado led off the inning. He singled on a line drive to the center fielder. Then Austin Nola came to the plate.
Here's the pitch, and he lines it through the left side for a base hit. Kind of split Fletcher and Iglesias. Both of them were there. Manny rounding third. He'll come in to score. RBI single, Austin Nola. And the Padres do cash in on the opportunity. It's 4-0. And still runners on first and second with nobody out.
That's what you like to see. The Angels make a mistake. The Padres make them pay for it.
And Austin Nola secretly, quietly during this last little stretch here has been pretty good at the plate. So Austin Nola picking up the RBI. Trent Grisham then grounded into a first out or force out, and first baseman Jared Walsh threw it to Jose Iglesias, but that allowed Eric Hosmer to score. Austin Nola was out at second, but Trent Grisham went to first on the throwing error. So that made the score 5-0. And Joe Musgrove just continued on in the game, striking out batters, getting Angels out, and then in the eighth inning, Ha-Seong Kim There was a little dribbler off to the left of Joe Musgrove. He fell, he slipped, and then Ha-Seong Kim did the rest.
Two balls and one strike to count to Fletcher. Here it is. And a little roller to the left of the mound. Musgrove fell down trying to field it. Kim with the bare hand. Throw to first. Got him! Oh, Ha-Seong Kim coming over from third base and bare handing that one just to the left of the pitcher's mound. Throws out Fletcher to end the eighth. We'll wait and see if the Angels want to challenge it. Musgrove being held up by the plate umpire Jerry Meals before he heads to the dugout. But for the moment, the eighth inning is over thanks to a great defensive play. And it looks like the umpires will come back and get the headsets.
Heck of a play by Ha-Seong.
They're taking the headsets off, and he is out. The inning is over. Joe Musgrove threw eight shutout innings for the second time this year.
And that play, it was close. It was definitely close. But Ha-Seong Kim, he's shown this year he can get some giddy up on that ball when he needs to get it to whatever base he's throwing it to. So Ha-Seong Kim helps Joe Musgrove get through eight. And then the pitcher watch was on. Where are they going to put Joe Musgrove back into the game? Where are they going to bring in someone else? Well, no one was warming up. So everybody in the stadium knew that it was Joe Musgrove's inning and it was his time to shine.
1-2 to Upton. Here it is from Joe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. A three-hit shutout for Joe Musgrove in Anaheim. And the Padres blank the Halos 5-0 as Joe becomes only the seventh pitcher this season to throw more than one complete game. Musgrove absolutely brilliant. He strikes out Justin Upton to end it. His ninth strikeout of the night.
I was just on TV watching Ha-Seong Kim score. His face is hilarious when he hits the plate because he like dives and he kind of bounces on the ground a little bit. But anyway, his golden hair flowing through the wind. It's just good stuff. Good stuff all around tonight for the Padres. 5-0 victory for them. This has to feel amazing for the team after what the week they've been through. The 16 inning game. I had to think whether it was 15 or 16, but it was definitely 16. And then just the lackadaisical effort from them the last couple days. It hasn't been very good for the Padres. Has not been easy sledding for them at all. The Padres score 5 runs on 10 hits tonight. No errors. The Angels scored no runs on 3 hits tonight and 2 errors. Musgrove gets the complete game. He moves to 9-8 on the season. Criswell in his major league debut. Sorry, buddy. You ran into the wrong team tonight. But you're going to have to try again to get that first good start under your belt. The Angels lose to the Padres tonight, and we are going to have some fun on the post-game show. If you're on the phone, stay right there. I promise we will get to you as soon as possible. But first, we need to go out to our guy, Coach John Quintero, who's probably, if I know anything about Coach, he's got a big smile on his face tonight.
I certainly do, Matt. Good ball game, and you know what? Padres did tonight what they needed to do. They got an Angel ball club that's really real, and they had to bring a kid up from AAA. And quite frankly, he pitched like a guy coming up for AAA and making his major league debut. Cooper Criswell didn't really have a whole lot. Padres took advantage of him, getting the 3 runs in the second. And then, of course, they went to the bullpen, but the Padres added 2 more in the fifth inning. And Joe Musgrove was just a fantastic second complete game of his career, both of them this year in a Padres uniform. And, you know, Angels really didn't have much. You know, they're coming back from a really frustrating road trip, too, Matt. They had to play a makeup game in New York. Then they had to go into Detroit for a series. Then they went to Cleveland for 2 days. Then they went to Williamsport that one last Sunday. And then they had to stop by Baltimore, and they got crushed the last 2 days in Baltimore, giving up 10 runs in one game and 13 in another. Yesterday they got beat 13-1, other than Ohtani hitting a home run. Then it got shut out. So you got a tired ball club, and Padres did tonight what they needed to do, and they need to do the same thing tomorrow night with Ryan Weathers on the mound. Jump on him early. Don't let him up for air. Get a couple of wins there. Get an off day on Sunday over in Arizona and get ready to go against the Rattlebacks.
The Rattlebacks. I like that. I have not heard that from you before, Coach. I don't know if you say that often, but I like it. I might have to use it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you know, Kevin Towers, the late great general manager of the Padres, he eventually became the Diamondbacks general manager for a few years. And he used to, when he was the Padres, him and I and Boach, we'd be sitting around, and he'd always call them the Rattlebacks. So in honor of Kevin Towers, I call them the Rattlebacks.
All right. Well, that's a good little backstory right there. further on in this game, I mean, the offense looked good tonight, which they needed to have a game like this to get back on track. And again, you said already it was good that they beat a team that they needed to beat. But more so, I'm seeing a lot on social media about how impressed everybody is with the starting pitching over the last three days. You got Snell, you got Darvish, and then now you got Joe Musgrove. So all of a sudden, the starting pitching, I mean, it's still got some work to do, but you have your building blocks pitching well right now.
Well, there's no question. I mean, Snell, that game he threw there tonight against the Dodgers was fantastic. I thought Darvish, even though, you know, he got tagged with the loss last night and gave up four earned runs in his six innings, I thought coming off the IL, you couldn't have asked for much more. I was very encouraged what I saw to you. And, of course, Musgrove's been by far the Padres' most consistent pitcher. And let's not forget in that Dodgers series, even though the Padres got swept, let's not forget that bullpen. They stood the test of time. They did a hell of a job in that series against the Dodgers.
They did. And Jurickson Profar, he hasn't been playing that. He's been playing pretty well since he's come back from the IL. Do you think we're going to see a lot more from him? Because he's driving in, he's getting on base, and he's driving in runs. And so that's all that the Padres really need right now.
Well, you know, Matt, it really benefits being able to have the designated hitter. Manny was able to, you know, sit over there tonight, get five at-bats, get a couple of hits, score a run. Ha-Seong Kim, you know, he's been kind of the lost man lately. I know the last two or three days they've gotten him in there. But, you know, with the acquisition of Adam Frazier, Ha-Seong Kim has really had to take a back seat. And, you know, I was very encouraged with what I've seen of Ha-Seong Kim. I knew the guy could play a little bit. And, yeah, there's going to be an adjustment, especially offensively. But he was starting to slowly make that adjustment, and it was really making great progress. And then, you know, all of a sudden now he's not getting a lot of playing time. Good to see him in there. He got a knock tonight, played great defense, and great to see Fernando have a two-hit ball game tonight as well. And, you know, a good team win, something the ball club desperately needed. And think about this, Matt. They went 10 for 111 against the Dodgers, and they had 10 hits just in this ball game tonight. So hopefully this will get the boys back on track.
Yeah, that I mentioned that a little bit earlier. That is always funny about baseball, is about how you can have a stretch like they just did against the Dodgers, and then all of a sudden you get the same amount of hits that you got in all of a series in one night. So the bats are swinging well for the Padres tonight, and Musgrove, I mean, you can't say anything more about him tonight. He was fantastic. Three hits, nine strikeouts. I mean, I think that all Padres fans are just going to replay this start in their mind for at least the next couple days.
Well, the thing about Joe tonight, he had everything working, and he worked really off of his fastball. There have been starts this year where, you know, he's been kind of working off his breaking ball. He got a good slider, got a good curveball, but tonight he got a lot of early outs. I mean, he was pounding that strike zone, and you know, it was great to see him be able to come out and finish that ball game. I mean, you know, when you're a starting pitcher, and I know it's a lot different the way the young kids are raised now, but you know, the old days, the starting pitchers, they wanted to finish the game by shaking hands with their catcher, and Joe Musgrove's had that opportunity twice this year, and I don't think they could have unless they put a ball and chain on him and not let him out of the dugout. I think he was going to the mound there in the ninth. And, you know, that's what I'd expect out of a tough kid from the East County of San Diego.
Absolutely. That's exactly what you expect from someone from the East County of San Diego. All right, Coach, the Padres have one more against the Angels tomorrow. Then, like you said, they have that off day on Sunday. How do they keep it rolling? I mean, do they just play? They looked like they were actually having fun playing baseball tonight, which I think is a big key to this team.
Well, they look like they had some energy. I haven't been real happy the way this ball club's gone about their business the last week or so. Very little passion, very little enthusiasm. I don't know why. I know when you're not hitting, you look lethargic and doesn't look like you're doing a whole lot. But, you know, there's more to it than that, I think. Matt, what it is, I don't know if we'll ever find out. But, you know, they looked a lot better tonight. It helped they scored early in the ball game. And, again, with a guy like Musgrove on the mound setting the tone, a lot easier to compete night in and night out. But this is an Angel ball club right now, is ripe to where you got to be able to come out, jump on them again tomorrow night, get that off day. And then we need to return a few favors there. to the Diamondbacks this week. So hopefully we'll get after them and get home after an off day next Thursday to take on the Houston Astros.
Yeah, Coach, one more for me. I just thought about this. Since the lineup tonight was performed pretty well, do you, outside of maybe Manny returning to third base or something like that, would you keep the same type of lineup 2 days in a row just because of the success that the lineup had the night before?
You know, I probably would. I haven't even looked. They got a right-hander or left-hander going. I don't think it really matters at this point in time. I think I'd run that same lineup out there. And again, you got the benefit of the designated hitter. So if you want to bring Manny back in and let him play third tomorrow night and, you know, rotate one of the other guys to the DH, you know, maybe an Eric Hosmer, get Eric off his feet. And you know, that almost gives him 2 days off to a degree because you get Sunday off. So it'll be interesting. But, yeah, I think you could run the same lineup out there. It really doesn't matter if it's a right-hander or left-hander. It really, I think, depends on Ryan Weathers tomorrow night. Ryan Weathers' ERA so far in the month of August over 13. Mm-hmm. He needs to go in there tomorrow night and pitch like we saw in April and May. If he does that, he'll be fine. But if he pitches like he has the last couple of months, could be a long night for the Padres.
Yeah, tomorrow it looks like the Angels are scheduled to have lefty Jose Suarez on the mound. So
okay, Suarez's not bad. He can change speeds a little bit. He's a pretty good competitor out on the mound. He'll give the Padres a little bit of a problem, but they ought to be able to get to him.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for joining us. As always on the post-game show, I will be talking to you tomorrow.
Hey, I look forward to it, man. You have a great night and a good win. And I know we got a lot of our fans driving back down from Anaheim, so they're driving through Camp Pendleton and through Oceanside. They got to have a smile on their face tonight, too.
I know. I have a couple of them on the phone here. We're going to get to them shortly. But thanks again, Coach. Appreciate it.
All righty, man. You take care.
You too. Thank you so much to Coach John Katera for joining us each and every post-game show. You can hear him noon to 3 weekdays on 97.3 The Fan, breaking everything Padres down. So big win tonight for the Padres. This was, it might not, for some people just casually viewing the scores when they wake up tomorrow morning or something like that, this may not feel or look like a big win for the Padres, but this is a big win for the Padres. Big win for the Padres. And sorry, Thomas is trying to tell me something. And you know what? On Gwen and Chris all the time, they always tell me that I give them these weird hand signals and they have no idea what I'm doing. And now I just experienced it. So now I know what they're doing. But you know what Thomas was saying when he was trying to mouth me that? He wants to do this. Oh, yeah, okay.
Went deep tonight. Let's take a look at the Padres home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
All right, well, the Padres did not hit any home runs tonight. Thomas is a weird one today. He is feeling good after this. He's dancing to this bed right here and all that good stuff. But the Padres, they did not hit any home runs. They did not need to hit any home runs tonight. And so their home run tally now is going to be in the middle of the pack still because they didn't go up or anything like that. But as I'm stalling here trying to figure out why this home run tally is not computing, we're going to give Thomas, and he's going to just dance for you. And he's dancing, and he's dancing. I'm sorry about this. I had this pulled up, and it's not loading. Okay, there we go. Padres have 151 home runs on the season. That puts them at 20th in baseball right now for home runs. They're behind the Phillies by 152, and they're ahead of the Tigers by 8. So the Tigers have 143. So they can't really fall unless they stop hitting home runs completely. I don't think they fall further than 20th, but they didn't need any home runs tonight, and it all worked out for them, and they get the win 5-0. Joe Musgrove, complete game. 3 hits, 9 strikeouts, all that good stuff. All right, Kathy, Zach, Sean, I see you on the phone. Please stay there. We are going to go to break because I have to pay the bills, as Tony says, and we will get to you when we get back here. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres postgame show after a big-time Padres win, 5-0 over the Angels in Anaheim on 97.3 The Fan.
Mission Supply.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
1-2 to Upton. Here it is from Joe. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. A 3-hit shutout for Joe Musgrove in Anaheim. And the Padres blinked the Halos 5-0. as Joe becomes only the seventh pitcher this season to throw more than one complete game. Musgrove absolutely brilliant. He strikes out Justin Upton to end it, his ninth strikeout of the night.
You know, there's some internal debate here in the Odyssey Palace between Thomas and I on who should be the play of the game, because Jerickson Profar, he got the scoring started, but no-no Joe doing no-no-like things with three hits, I guess. And he goes the complete game. So we had to give the play of the game to the last out of the game in Joe Musgrove for getting the win, putting the Padres back in the win column for a first time in a long time. I'm getting a lot of tweets. If you want to tweet me, at Matt Scraby, but I'm getting a ton of tweets with people that are extremely excited right now. They are pumped beyond belief that this happened tonight and the Padres were able to get a win, and a convincing win, and a nice win, and a shutout win. I have a tweet from MC1, Matt Scraby. It was so nice for Joe to take the decision of who should pitch from the manager. And that's right. If you want to stay in the game, there's one way to do it, and that's to pitch as well as Joe Musgrove did tonight. And there's no way. You heard Jace Tingler in his press conference. He said he had that look in his eye, and I was not about to take him out. So good stuff for Jace Tingler. You know, Jace Tingler's kind of changed that a little bit this week. He has changed. He's allowed his pitchers to go a little bit further than I think we've seen all season long. He did it with Blake Snell, and you know, you could say it was a bad decision in hindsight. I don't believe that, but I think that Jace Tingler is building a little bit of trust in his pitchers by letting them go out and do more when they want to do more. So good stuff right there all the way around. Let's go to Zach. I believe Zach was at the game tonight. Zach, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for holding for us.
Oh, no problem, Scraby. I was at the game tonight, and it was a beautiful performance. You know, I bought my ticket about an hour and a half before game time, and I said, screw it. You know what? Let's go watch this game.
I love that.
You know what? I mean, I think maybe it took playing the Angels to start to turn this thing around, and I think, you know, it's sad to say, but I think the Angels' bad luck might outweigh ours. But Joe Musgrove on the mound tonight, Scrabe, was something else. I mean, what was it, 106 pitches, something like that? Complete game.
He was 111 pitches tonight.
He looked great out there. And about time that we start getting traffic on the bases. It wasn't even about scoring a run every inning. But at least it felt like we had a guy on at least every inning, at least from a walk. You know, I mean, didn't feel like there was a lot of first pitch swinging. All that.
That's true.
Like we were patient. We got on base, and good things happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, we just gotta keep it going into tomorrow and into next week, and we can't look ahead of us. We just gotta look at ourselves. You know, the Reds are gonna do what the Reds are gonna do, and we can't control that. So what are we? You know, we gotta win some games. You know,
that's plain simple. You're right. You're right, Zach. Let me ask you this, because you were up there. How did the Padres fans represent in Anaheim tonight?
They were good tonight. We were screaming at every Dodgers fan that walked by us.
Wait, there's Dodgers fans? Come on.
Why did they show up to the Angels game?
Exactly.
Why did they show up to the Angels game, Scram?
I have no idea.
But we didn't let them get away with it.
Good.
You know, the fans on the first base side there were great. We started the MVP chants with Tatis. We had our Let's Go Padres going as I just get cut off here on the five. Sorry. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
You get back to driving, Zach. You get back to driving, I appreciate your phone call. Right. Talk to you soon.
Go Padres, Greg.
All right. Thanks, Zach. You get back to driving. Be safe, everybody out there. If you're on the roads right now, make sure you're on your Bluetooth. Make sure you're focused on the road and you're not putting you're being hands-free. Because I see so many people that are not hands-free, and it really bothers me. I'll stop right there. Let's go to Kathy. I know Kathy was also at the game tonight. Kathy, how's it going?
Hey, Scraby. I mean, what can you say about that? Joe Musgrove looked incredible. And like Zach said, it was so nice to see all the Padres fans there. And unlike Dodger fans, they weren't giving crap to Angel fans around them. You know, everybody
nice.
Was being cool, being nice, and just, you know, enjoying the game and enjoying it for what it was. And when Ohtani came up, it was awesome to see. I mean,
yeah, I saw a couple, you know, of your pictures. I saw
like
a couple
that.
Of your pictures
yeah.
tonight, and you were sitting in some great seats. You got to see front row to Fernando Tatis Jr. You got a couple of Otanis. You got some Eric Hosmer. It was all good stuff tonight at the game.
Oh, yeah, it was incredible. And I can't wait for tomorrow night, because I'm kind of in that same area, just a couple seats over. and I'm taking an old friend of mine. My mom was her godmother, and they shared the birthday. So, I mean, I've known this person all my life. So she's a big Angels fan. So I'm taking her to the tomorrow night.
Happy to hear that, Kathy. I am. I'm really happy to hear that. Good job on going to the game. And if you have time tomorrow night, you can give me a call as well, okay?
All right. You take it easy, Scraby.
You too. Get home safe, Kathy. Get home safe, Zach. Now let's go to Positive Sean. Positive Sean was very positive last night, and I told him that I was impressed by his positivity. So, Sean, it paid off tonight. How you feeling?
I'm feeling excelente, man.
Excelente. I like that.
Yeah, I feel so happy. I think Padres just showed up and they performed better today.
All right, and what are they going to do tomorrow?
They're going to do the same thing they did today, hits and school runs, just like they did today.
All right. Did you go to the game tonight, Positive Sean?
No, but I'd like to go to the Angels game someday.
Okay, all right. Well, when you do, you let me know, okay, and let me know how it is.
I will.
All right. Thank you for calling, as always, Positive Sean. Talk to you soon. Appreciate him. He's always a good listener to our post-game show here on 97.3 The Fan. Thank you to Kathy, Zach, and Sean. If you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. And let's go right now. Actually, Joe Musgrove just sat down with the media. Let's go hear what he had to say after the big game.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
Compared to April 9th, I know that you've just been a few times this year. You've actually been as good or better than that night. How did tonight compare?
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to usage and stuff, tonight is probably the best night of the year for me. Location, I commanded the ball extremely well. I use the fastball more than I have all year. We got the sinker gone. That's the sinker that I've always had that hadn't really shown up this year. The offense giving me an early lead allowed me to, you know, take some more chances and get that sinker going and be a little more fast.
You started to come into your own last year, but what's the difference even from last year for you this year?
Just a mindset, you know. I think I'm mentally a lot stronger than I was before. Experience kind of trumps everything. You know, you get more experience, you learn, and, you know, when I do lose, I'm not, you know, bitter and sour about it. I try to just take some out of it, and I try to, you know, really gain something from the losses and realize what's going on. Is it, you know, is it an external problem or is it an internal problem? And most of the time, it's internal. You know, my stuff's plenty good. I get in my own head sometimes and get in my own way. So I feel like I'm handling that stuff a lot better this year.
AJ Casavo?
So this team's been struggling a little bit. How badly did you want to be the guy that kind of stepped things up and just set things right?
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked it to be anybody, but it feels good that it was me. And I said it earlier in the year, I feel like when we're in a situation where we need a guy, I want to be the one that they give the ball to. I feel like I have a really good feel for what I'm doing this year as far as, like we just talked about, the mentality and the mindset standpoint, and also, you know, the advance I've made with my breaking balls and, you know, tonight making that huge step with the sinker and being able to use that more throughout the outing. So, I feel really confident with where I'm at right now. And I know that, you know, I'm not letting these outings build and build. I have, you know, give up 5 in the first in Arizona, and then I'm able to bounce back right after and put together a couple solid outings. So, continuing to prove to myself that, you know, I'm capable of, you know, of having success against some of the better teams in the league, and just trying to continue to ride that.
What do you make of the way this rotation's kind of seeming to come together right now? After, I mean, it was a little bit of a rough August with injuries and whatnot, but it seems to be coming together a little bit lately.
Yeah, I mean, every team goes through it. I think we've been on the slide a little bit longer than, you know, we hoped to, but you know, the way our staff's been throwing the ball, Blake's been throwing the ball extremely well. You know, Darger's coming off, you know, the DL. He had a rough inning, but he threw the ball extremely well as well. I watched Paddock throw his live the other day. It's the best I've seen him look all year. You know, Jake's coming off IL, and, you know, pretty soon, and that's another solid arm. It's got experience, been around. So I really like where we're at. I mean, you know, by no means are we out of this thing. You know, we got a lot of ball to play left, and we're, you know, right within reach right now, that spot. So, you know, hopefully this is a sign of us getting hot at the right time.
Anything else for Joe? All right. Thank you, Joe.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Have a good night, everybody.
I mean, when reporters don't have questions, that means that the pitcher did pretty well. So that's exactly what happened tonight. Joe Musgrove with all 9 innings, gets the win, complete game. three hits. Well, he gave up three hits, which is nothing for what the Padres pitchers have been doing lately. Two walks, nine strikeouts. His ERA is now down to 2.85, and he only had 111 pitches tonight. So just an all-around great team game from the Padres tonight, and this is exactly what we have been waiting for the past week or so, even longer. I mean, this slump has been depressing. This slump has been frustrating. I think the word flummoxed or flummoxed was used on the show. There was a bunch of different words used on the show to describe this slump. And I know that this slump is not over because of one win. I do know that. But you kind of got the feel tonight that this is one of those games that was going to help the Padres turn it around. And they were able to erase the demons of this week against the Dodgers. They were just not good against the Dodgers. And they did exactly what they needed to do tonight against the Angels. So they win 5-0. They move to 69-61 on the year. Fernando Tatis Jr. picks up two hits tonight. Manny Machado picks up two hits tonight. Jake Cronenworth had a hit. And all week we've been talking about the lineup, and 1 through 5 a couple nights ago was 0-17. I believe either last night or a couple, I don't know, these games all blend together with a 16-inning game and all that stuff, but there was another night where the lineup 2 through 6 went 0-18, something like that, 0-20 maybe. But tonight, the top three batters in the lineup, they went 5-15. So that is a complete change of what the Padres have been doing at the plate this week. So really good to see all that. Really good to see Jake Marisnik getting in on the action too. He was 1-4 tonight. And that's not an easy job. Being on the bench, watching, just getting cage time, and then having to perform on the spot. And so you got to give Jake Marisnik a little bit of credit for coming into the game tonight and playing well in left field. All right, Matt Scraber here on the postgame show, the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. Padres win 5-0. We are going to head to break. If you want to talk to me, you can, 833-288-0973, or you can tweet me at Matt Scraby. But when we get back, we're going to do some more fun stuff. We're going to talk about what happened around the league. And if we have any phone calls, we'll take some more of those for all of you out there. So 833-288-0973, and we'll be back here in just a couple minutes on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Tony Gwynn Jr. from Gwynn and Chris. You're listening to the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you, Tony. Hope you're having a fun night in Anaheim. I don't know if you're coming home or not, but I wouldn't think you were coming home. I know you were broadcasting up there. The Digs. Why did I just say the Digs? My name is not Matt Scraby. My name is Thomas Andrews. And this is
I don't know what's going on with my mouth right now.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that one, Thomas. But I am Matt Scraby. I can't hide from it. 97.3 The Fan. Padres beat the Angels 5-0 tonight. They get back on track in the win column. And there is just so much fun being had here on Twitter right now. From at Robin140, I just want to hug Positive Sean. Because, absolutely, I do too. Positive Sean is one of the biggest Padres fans that we have out there, and he brings it every single night, and he always keeps a positive attitude, so I really do appreciate that big time. The Padres, though, if we're looking around baseball, they got some help, but I don't know how much help it will be, so let's find out what I'm talking about here.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
Right now, there is some other things going on in Major League Baseball that's big. In the bottom of the 9th inning, with 2 outs, the Rockies are leading the Dodgers 4-2 in LA, so if that goes final by the time we're done with the show, I will let you know. But right now, Rockies lead 4-2. The Mariners and the Royals are tied up at 5 in Seattle in the bottom of the 8th inning. And the Cardinals, they took down the Pirates in Pittsburgh 4-3 with some help of local boy Tommy Edman.
2-1 with 2 outs. Runner at third base, Harrison Bader. Harrison drove in a run. Tommy Edman swings and he drives it. Deep left field. It might go. A goner for Tommy Edman.
All right. I don't know where the rest of that highlight went, but he was really excited about that. So Tommy Edman gets a home run tonight. Cardinals beat the Pirates 4-3. The Rays beat the Orioles in Baltimore tonight 6-3. The Diamondbacks lose to the Phillies in Philadelphia in 11 innings tonight 7-6. The Red Sox, they beat the Indians tonight 4-3 in Cleveland. The Nationals take down the Mets. You want to talk about a team that's a dumpster fire right now, it is the New York Mets. I mean, they got Fire Rojas chants going on there at Citi Field. I don't think Padres fans feel that bad because the Mets now fall to 61-67 on the season. That Francisco Lindor contract does not look so good anymore now, does it? He got the best of Fernando with more money, but Fernando got the best of him with play on the field. So good stuff right there for the Padres, not for the Mets. The Tigers take down the Blue Jays 2-1 in Detroit, actually. And then in Miami, this always bothers me, is when a team just crushes the Padres and then they just do nothing against the rest of the league. And tonight, the Reds and Mike Moustakas took down the Marlins.
Right-hander turns it loose. The pitch. Moustakas hammers one. Oh. Deep right field. Fair foul. Fair ball. And long gone off the bat of Moustakas. Deep down the right field line. 6-0 Reds, and the Moose calls are out in Miami.
The Moose calls out in Miami. Yeah. The Reds win, though. They win 6-0 over the Marlins. So Padres don't gain any ground on the Reds, but it doesn't matter. They keep their two-game deficit right there. So it was good that they won tonight, because going down three games would have been very depressing. Over to the game with the Giants and the Braves in Atlanta. Jorge Soler doing his best to take down the Giants.
Infield in, first pitch, swinging a fly ball, deep to left, arcing toward the stands, it's good! Three-run blast for Soler!
And the Braves take down the Giants tonight, 6-5. That is good for the Padres, obviously, because the Giants finally lose one. They seem like they win every single game, but the Braves come from behind and win 6-5. The Astros take down the Rangers in Dallas 5-4 in Arlington. The White Sox beat the Cubs tonight 17-13. I mean, the Cubs have sold their entire team and they're still scoring a ton of runs, but the White Sox give up a ton of runs as well. The White Sox are helped by an 8-run bottom of the third inning, and they win 17-13. The Twins beat the Brewers tonight 2-0 in Minnesota. And the Yankees beat the A's in Oakland 8-2. Yankees are on fire. Like, they were in trouble there for a long time throughout the first part of the year, but they have just crushed teams recently, and I believe that's even like their 13th win in a row, which I know yesterday the 12 wins in a row dated back to like 1961, something like that, but now I'm sure you have to go way back to find out the Yankees streak at 13 wins in a row. And it has gone final. Those pesky Colorado Rockies somehow went on the road and they beat the Dodgers 4-2. Yes, standing ovation. I'm going to stand up. Standing up for the Rockies right now for beating the Dodgers 4-2. And that is it for the Out of Town Scoreboard. Thank you to Thomas for finding those sweet highlights. This is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby. The Padres win 5-0 tonight, and we're going to have to give out an award that doesn't exist tonight.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
We can't name a relief pitcher of the game today because there were no relief pitchers in the game today. Joe Musgrove, complete game, all 9 innings tonight. Struck out 9, walked 2, only gave up 3 hits, worked his ERA down to 2.85. Good stuff from Joe Musgrove tonight, especially against Ohtani. Ohtani went 0-4 tonight. Ohtani's not an easy out by any stretch of the imagination, and Joe Musgrove made it look easy tonight. So Gosselin was really the only great hitter for the Angels tonight, the third baseman. He went 2-4, but other than that, there are offers all over the place. So Joe Musgrove is our relief pitcher of the game because there were no relief pitchers of the game. I just want to read this tweet real quick from at Jacob Keaton, 1863. At Matt Scraby, this is the catalyst. Now have Tingler make a dramatic announcement that we're coming for the Reds. And to that, Effort Tatis is moving back to short. I don't know if that was the cause of the slump, but it does feel like if he did it like that, it would be the cure. I know that everybody says that he needs to go back to short. And last night, I even said on the post-game show, I'm starting to believe that he needs to go back to short because things aren't getting better. But, you know, he seemed like he was having a good time tonight in right field. And he was also having a good time at the plate, 2-for-5. So I know it's one game. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. But it was a game that felt so good because the Padres have been so, I don't want to, bad. I'll just say it. They've been so bad lately. But this game was a good outing for the Padres, and all Padres fans are very happy right now. And I know a lot of Padres fans went to the game. We talked to Zach, and we talked to Kathy. So Padres fans representing up in Anaheim. Matt Scraby here with you. Padres post-game show. Padres finally pick up a win this week, 5-0 over the Angels. When we get back, we're going to preview what's going on tomorrow, and we're going to have some more fun here on the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Today, I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me. Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Did you know?
Sorry, who?
Flo. You know, I do commercials.
Oh, okay. I stream TV and radio. You know, no annoying ads.
Okay, careful. But did you know Progressive's Name Your Price tool lets you choose options based on your budget?
Wait, you're not going to use this in your commercial, are you?
Well, we were hoping to.
Because I don't really want to contribute to the constant barrage of advertising that adds to the cognitive dissonance, which
okay,
is in my...
Hey, on to our next person.
Get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com.
This is Austin Nola from the San Diego Padres. The 2021 Padres play here, 97.3 The Fan.
Austin Nola getting a hit tonight as well, driving in a run as well. And Austin Nola, he is playing pretty well right now for the Padres. Matt Scraby back with you here. Odyssey Palace, 97.3 The Fan. Padres win tonight 5-0. Joe Musgrove, just outstanding tonight. Complete game, 9 strikeouts, all that good stuff. Now, we need to make sure that Ryan Weathers gets that notebook from Joe Musgrove tomorrow, because Ryan Weathers has struggled as of late. We all know that, and we all love Ryan Weathers, but he has struggled. That's just the fact of the matter. And the Padres tomorrow night are going to be facing Jose Suarez, and as you heard Coach say, he's good. He's a good pitcher. He has off-speed stuff. He's a lefty. He's 5-7 on the year, 4.06 ERA, 59 strikeouts. And Ryan Weathers has got his work cut out for him. He's 4-6, 5.27 ERA, 61 strikeouts. And I saw this on Twitter a little bit earlier from a few different people, but they're saying that because of the dismissal of Larry Rothschild, that's why the starting pitching this week has been pretty good. Starting pitching has been pretty good. The bats have been really bad. And I don't know that that's the correlation, but, you know, you have to think that there's something there if the guys that are trying to be consistent are starting to become a little consistent, you got to think maybe there's something there. But we'll see over the next couple weeks how it goes, and then we'll really know what the Padres' pitching problems maybe were looking back on the season. So I don't know if that made any sense, but I think it did. I'm having fun tonight. I know. It's kind of, I'm just partying by myself with Thomas in the studio. And I appreciate everybody who reached out to us tonight. Aztec Eric said, Musgrove is the most consistent pitcher we have. Don't disagree. Blake Snell, though, he's been pretty good his last 3 or 4 starts, including the one against the Dodgers earlier this week. That was his best start as a Padre. So going forward, we have some good things to look forward to, and hopefully Ryan Weathers can get on that same page tomorrow. And that game starts at another weird time. Tonight was 6:38 p.m. Tomorrow night's game is 6:07 p.m. I'll have pregame with you at 5:07 p.m. So everybody tune in. Looking for the Padres to get 2 wins in a row. And again, I know this is just one win. I see you out there. I see you all out there on social media saying this is just one win. But let's enjoy it. It's Friday night. The Padres have been not very good this week. So let's enjoy the win. Let's go to bed happy. Let's come back tomorrow, and let's cheer on the Padres for another victory over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So that's all good stuff. I hope everybody enjoys their Friday night. I hope you all tune in with us tomorrow. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you to Thomas Andrews, that guy right there, working so hard, so hard. Especially when he leaves the studio and then I have to run around the corner to get to a commercial break. But that's okay. We won't talk about that. Thank you to Thomas, though. I'm just joking with him. Thank you to Adam Klug. Thank you to Michael Valenzuela. Thank you to Kevin Callahan and Jesse Agler, Tony Gwynn Jr., Dave Marcus, and everybody out there. Appreciate you all interacting with me all season long on the Padres postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby. Back with you tomorrow, 5:07 p.m. pregame show on 97.3 The Fan. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for today's game. For all the latest news on the Friars, stay tuned to your home of the San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan, and the Padres Radio Network.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.